mediocre.
Mess with chowder. Good.
I think I'll give it to you.
Bro, sometimes the thing is, its comedy is so out of pocket.
Kids Next Door.
That, what's it called? Chatter's comedy is so out of pocket, sometimes it will really just hit me and then I'll be like,
Kids
yo.
Next Door.
Kids Next Door. Transition. Transmission.
Hi, I'm Rachel T.
Hi, I'm Eva.
Hi, I'm Rachel G.
We are all Girl Scouts, and this is WGXC ACRA.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Sun Common, supporting vibrant communities across New York for 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Spike's Record Rack in Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
Most radio shows don't come with a demonstration, but most radio shows aren't Radio Wonderland.
Greatest hits.
Don't.
is risen. He is risen. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive forevermore. Hey, praise the Lord. Good morning. God bless you, bright listeners and visitors, and supporters and partners and friends and family. God bless you and happy Sunday morning. This is, of course, Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. And we are here, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, all the most, yes, and our audio engineer extraordinaire, Brother Randall Martin. I have some feedback on. Do you hear anything?
No, you sound fine. I did hear something a little bit ago, but no, you sound fine now. Good morning, Brightsiders, on this beautiful Sunday. Hope they are well.
Amen. I do hope that you are well where you are, and you and yours, and we know life, and life happens, and so pray and power through. Amen. So we're here for you, beloved. We're here for you. Listen, we have the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Yes, we do. And we're going to bring that to you. I just want to recognize a couple of days. I don't want to forget, but this week, beloved, April 20th is Volunteer Recognition Day. So I want to give you a heads up. WGXC, you got a lot of volunteers out there. All right. So, you know what you're going to do. Send us a blast or something. I want to say thank you to Brother Randall, who has volunteered his time and his service with me on so many enterprises, including this weekly Sunday Gospel Morning Show, and also twice monthly, our Tuesday afternoon, a two-hour talk show, Talking Around the Table. Just thank God for you, Brother Randall, for Sister Bernadette, who helps put this music playlist together every week. We've been doing this for several years now. I forgot to mention and celebrate and give snaps and claps to our team. I've been on the radio April, my sixth year with WGXC. And I think we've been doing this for 4 years, maybe. And we have been doing the two-hour talk show for 3 years thus far. You know, and it's all volunteer. So I say congrats to us. I say congrats to all you out there who are part of the WGXC family, and certainly to all those who volunteer their time and effort in our work in ministry, and all those volunteers who do so many wonderful things in the nonprofit sector and those businesses that support not-for-profit endeavors in sending their employees to volunteer. I know, I think it's the Bank of Greene County that closes down for half a day a couple of times a year and goes out and volunteers in the community. I don't know if others, if you do that too, let me know. I'll shout you out. But it's volunteer appreciation. I didn't want to let that get past me or past you out there. Thank you, volunteers, those who give up time and talent and treasure to serve. And I also want to acknowledge that next Sunday is Earth Day. So look for those Earth Day opportunities, you know, and help. They used to call them tree huggers. And help the folks who help us keep our environment healthy and our climate under control. All right. So that's my announcement for this morning. But we're coming back now with music. Yes, music, sweet music. Music with a message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. We do have six songs back-to-back, 28 minutes of uninterrupted music, gospel music, good news music. We have Easter by Travis Green featuring Todd Haney, Because He Lives, a song like nobody else can sing it, Sister Dorothy Norwood, the late, great Dorothy Norwood. We Are Not Ashamed, the late, great Andre Crouch. I'll Trust You, Lord, Pastor Donnie McKirkin, I Believe by Brother Fred Jerkins, and Worth by Brother Anthony Brown. After that, I'll be back with a spiritual social commentary for today. So relax, enjoy the music, the message for your heart, your mind, and your soul.
What I could. I'm so grateful. I was reading the scripture the other day, Habakkuk, the 3rd chapter and the 17th verse. It reads something like this. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, even though there shall be no herd in the stall, the fields shall yield no meat, the labors of the olive shall utterly fail. No doubt in those days they were having Israelistic famines in the land. But even through it all, Habakkuk still had a thank you down on the inside. And the 18th verse said, yet I will rejoice to the God of my salvation. Get somebody by the hand right now and tell them, I can face tomorrow. God sent his son. They call him Jesus. He came to save. Almost 2,000 years ago, out on a hill called Calvary, he bled and died just to buy my pardon. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Great is there to prove Jesus, Jesus, that Jesus lives, because he lives. I can pray tomorrow. Oh, yes, I can. I know I can. I know I can. Because he lives. All of my, all my fears, all my fears, all my fears, they are all gone. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because I know I know who holds my future.
Ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of salvation. everyone that believes it.
Oh, to everyone,
everyone that receives it,
he shall have everlasting life.
Oh,
His power of salvation. Oh, to everyone,
everyone that believes it.
And it's to everyone,
everyone that receives it.
Oh, he
call me and don't feel me near you, will you still trust me? What if I tell you to let go of the very thing that you think you have to hold? Will you trust me? Yes, I'll trust you, Lord. What if it costs my life? Yes, I'll trust you, Lord. What if I lose the very thing I love so dear? Yes. Somebody say, yes, I'll trust you, Lord. Somebody say, yes. Come on, put your hands up. Say, yes, I'll trust you. I'll trust you. I'll trust you. I can hear Jesus singing. He says this.
I know the thing is easy. Everything is going well, but can you still believe in me when your life's a living hell? Ooh. And when all the things around you seem to quickly fade away, there's just one thing I really want to know.
trust you, Lord.
I stand on my word.
I trust you, Lord.
Against all odds, will you believe what I have said?
I trust you, Lord.
What seems impossible?
I trust you. Trust that I can help you, and I'll never turn away from mine. Will you trust me, child?
Listening to WGXC 97 April Hudson and Pastor. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and you are here where there is a bright side. There's a bright side somewhere. It's right here with me on WGXC.
Oh! just believe. I see victory, and it's heading straight for me. I believe, oh yeah, just believe.
You
claim me.
So you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was the devil. You thought I was to die for. You sacrificed your life so I could be free.
Yes, hallelujah. You thought I was worth saving, so you came into my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you sacrificed your life. You thought I was to die for. Hallelujah. So you gave your life that we could be free. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. That's good news. That's good news for you and me. Yes, beloved. Well, I'm back. My spiritual social commentary for today. All right. So we are in what's called the Eastertide season. And, you know, we are celebrating the resurrection of the Lord and Savior of the world, Jesus, our Christ. I think Ramadan is still going on. I think Passover just ended. And, you know, I'm all for, we've got Spanish Heritage Month, Black History Month, Women's History Month. I'm all for having Easter Month, Resurrection Month. Arise, shine, the glory of the Lord has risen upon us. Yes, beloved. You know, after Jesus's resurrection, there were a lot of the things that were still going on. There's a lot of stuff that was happening, right? And one of those stories is about, you know, these guys going, they were on the road of what's called Emmaus, the Emmaus Road, and they were walking and talking about, you know, what had happened, that, you know, they called him the King of the Jews. Some people said he was the King of the Jews, and it made some of the Jewish leaders mad, you know. Jesus had made it clear that he wasn't here to establish a kingdom on this earth. He wasn't coming to take Caesar's crown. He has had a kingdom was far greater than this earthly kingdom. Come on here, somebody. He had a kingdom that had the throne of God in it, had the angels and the cherubims and the seraphims and all the hosts and companies of heaven subject to his sovereignty, his divinity, his authority. He wasn't coming here to set nobody else's throne aside. He had his own throne. Come on here, somebody. But it made people mad, the King of the Jews, the King of the Jews. And then some people were mad because they wanted him to overthrow Caesar's government. They wanted him to establish his kingdom in this world, and he wasn't doing what they wanted to do. So there were people mad at him because they were afraid he was going to do it, and they were mad at him because he wasn't doing it. And so there was a lot of stuff that was going on with Jesus in his earthly ministry, him coming to give us clearer understanding about God's word and what the message of God to mankind really was. And he's on this road, walking alongside, coming up on these guys, and he reaches up to where they are, and he says, "Yeah, brother, what's going on? And where you been? Haven't you heard? Haven't you heard what happened? How they hung that righteous man? How they hung? Now, where were they when they were? You know, having that mock trial and falsely accusing him and misrepresenting what he did and misconstruing his attitude, his behaviors, his actions. Where were they then? But now, you know, this righteous man, haven't you heard what they did and how he was crucified? Where have you been? 3 days ago, this all happened. Where you been hiding under a rock?" And Jesus began to minister to them, all right? Says he, but he made some breakfast for these guys. Come on here, somebody. And when he broke the bread and he gave it to them, then their eyes were opened and they recognized and realized who Jesus is. Hallelujah. And the word of God lets us to know that he continued to walk with them, and then he departed them. And you know, they went around telling what they had seen. And then there were more visitations of Jesus. There were over 500 people who saw Jesus in his resurrected state. And, you know, and so the gospel message began to spread, not just because of those 11 who walked with him or the 70 who he had taught and sent out into the world while he was yet in his human form, but also the ones that saw him after his resurrection. All these things were happening around about now. Mary and the women who went to the tomb early that Sunday morning, when he went into the upper room and he sat with the disciples and ate with them, ate food. He wasn't a ghost. He wasn't a mirage. He wasn't a figment of the imagination. He ate food with them. And Thomas, having missed that meal when he showed up, you know, late and sorry, I'm not mad at Thomas. They call him Doubting Thomas, and they sort of kind of give him a bad rap for that. But, you know, Thomas was like, well, I hear what y'all saying, but you know what? I'm going to have to see it to believe it. And somebody said, I'm from Missouri. You got to show me. And so he was obliged. Jesus showed up. Hallelujah. Said, Thomas, put your hand in my side. You see these nails? Holes in my hand, these nails, God, put your finger in there. Come on, see if you'll believe then. And Thomas said, oh, my Lord and my God. Well, listen, I ain't mad at Thomas. Nothing like that had ever happened. Nothing like that has happened since, right? Amen. I mean, this whole resurrection of Jesus Christ, it is a big deal. It is a big deal then. It's a big deal for us now. It was a big deal. Hallelujah. They didn't know what to do. The Roman soldiers who had to go back and say that the tombstone was rolled away and the body is gone. Oh, my God. The religious leaders who had plotted and conspired for his arrest and his crucifixion. Oh, there was a lot going on, beloved. The disciples that were hiding out in the upper room, afraid that they were coming for them next. Yes, beloved, some things are still the same today, right? Hallelujah. But they were emboldened to come up out of that upper room and to walk this world and let the people know that Jesus lives and lives forevermore. It's a big deal, beloved. Hallelujah. Because Jesus came to save us from the penalties of sin and death. He came to show us how much God loves us, and he came to help us understand God's word more completely, more fully, more accurately. Hallelujah. I came across something, and I just want to share this as I get ready to leave from this part of our service today. It says, the devil's beatitude. Blessed are those Christians who are too tired, too busy, too distracted to spend time with their fellow Christians in worship, for they are my best candidates to backslide. Blessed are those Christians who wait to be asked and expect to be thanked. I can use them to slow things down. Blessed are those Christians who are very religious, but get on everyone's nerves. They are my most effective stumbling blocks. Blessed are those Christians who are troublemakers. They are my best wrecking crew. Blessed are those Christians who have no time to pray. They are easy prey for me. Blessed are those Christians who are complainers. They are my best discouragers. Blessed are those Christians who are too touchy. With a bit of luck, they'll stop going to church and they'll stop doing work of ministry and they'll get others to quit. They are my missionaries. And blessed are you when you hear this and think it's about other people, huh? Because I've got you. Listen, beloved, this is a big deal. Hallelujah. It's a big deal being a Christian, being a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, accepting God's gift of salvation and his sacrifice of himself to pay the penalty for our rebellions, our sins, our misdoings, misspeakings, all of that stuff that's displeasing to God, wiped away because of the blood shed for us at Calvary. Listen, beloved, it's a big deal, and God has a big idea. That's the big idea. I'm Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, saying trust and believe. You are worth it. He thought you were worth saving, so he sacrificed his life. He thought you were worth giving. Amen. Hallelujah. So he died that you could live and be free. We love him. We love him. We love him. And that's our spiritual social commentary for today. Lifting up the name of Jesus. We've got more music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Fill my cup, Lord. Yes, fill my cup. Brother Andrew Rip is coming with that. Hallelujah. After that, I'll be back with my last words. Amen. For this show. All right. Praise the Lord. Well, I'm just going to say we may be experiencing a little technical.
Been walking to a city I cannot see. Through the depths of the valley where the sun can't reach. I've been high, I've been low, I've been looking for the river that could fill my soul. Been walking to a city I cannot see.
Fill my cup, Lord. Let it run over. Is that your prayer today? That's my prayer today. Fill my cup, Lord, and let it run over. Give me love. Give me joy. Give me peace. Yes, God. Will he do it? Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Well, beloved, it's about time for me to get up out of here. But I just want to say it's been a blessing to be with you for these several years to bring you music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. God said this thing will be here for several more. Yes. And again, I shout you out for you who volunteer. Look, you're looking for some volunteer opportunities. You have some time or want to make some time to be of service. Hit us up. We do so many things, and we always need more helping hands. We need creative minds and ideas and insights. Just want to shout out Bro and Bruh, Brothers Restoring Order, Brothers Restoring Understanding and Hope. Pray for us. Pray for God Belong in our county as we get ready to a National Day of Prayer, May 4th. We're going to be at the gazebo at the county court ground to pray for our community, pray for our nation, pray for our family, pray for one another, pray for our schools, pray for our first responders. We're going to be out there praying. You want to come on out and be there with us. We'll be there at the county court ground, county courthouse gazebo at 5 p.m. on Thursday, May 4th. Want to get that out there. I'll be in concert on Sunday, May 7th. Myself and some of my sister friends, we're going to be doing a pre-Mother's Day concert, and we invite you to come on out and share with that with us as well. You want more information about that? You can check it out on so many Overcomers Ministries 12534 at gmail.com, brightside at gmail.com. Check us out or just give us a call. All right, we're getting ready to get up out of here. Happy birthday to all you April birthdays. And remember never to forget, no matter how dark the clouds, how gray the day, the sun is still there. The sun is still shining. There is a bright side somewhere. You hang in there. Don't quit in the dip. This is Pastor Kim saying, love you, peace. God bless you till we meet or speak again. Drinking from my saucer, Brother Jabez. Yes, let it overflow, God. Fill my cup and let me drink from the saucer.
I'm happy. Sometimes the going is rough.
Going gets rough.
But I've got a friend in Jesus. And that makes me rich enough. I thank God for all his blessings on me. And the mercies he's bestowed. You know, right now, you may be going through some rough times in your life, but I'm here to encourage you today not to give up. I pronounce